Well, praise God. Let's go before our Heavenly Father in prayer. Lord, our Father, our King, our Savior, our friend, our confidant, our all in all, we thank you this morning. We thank you so much for this day that you have made. We thank you for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you that it is in you we move and we breathe and we have our very being. So we honor you, O Lord. We worship you. We adore you. We lift you up and we give your name the highest praise, which is hallelujah. Father, we thank you that you have provided a platform for us to all gather this morning to start our day. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who are the founders of this call that is almost 6 years old. We know that they've trusted in you. Now, Father, we ask that you would shower them with blessings. Shower them, continue with your favor, with your love. Shower them with your direction in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we ask also that you watch over whatever it is they hold dear. Father, we ask that you watch over their entire families, Lord, and keep them in the palm of your hand. Father, we thank you for the speaker who will bring forth the word that we need to hear this morning. Oh, Lord, we ask that the word has come straight from you. And, Father, that we have checked everything at the door, and we have emptied our hearts and our minds, Lord, so that we can receive that word without any complications, without any interference, without any confusion. Now, Lord, we thank you and ask that you continue to bless the speaker and that you continue to order their footsteps in the name of Jesus and that you continue to shower them with your love and everything they stand in need of. We thank you for each and every family member who has come by this morning. And we thank you, Lord, that today will be a day filled with your love, filled with your peace, filled with your joy, and that we will always be at the right place when we need to be there today. Now, Lord, we bind Satan in Jesus' name, for he has no place on this call. You said the prayers of one can send 1,000 to flight, the prayers of 2, 10,000. So we join our prayers together that this call will go forth with clarity. We give you praise, and we call it done, and it is covered by the blood of Jesus. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Well, TNC family, you know I love me some you. Go out and have a wonderful day. And through it all, it's going to be a great day today. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
Well, thank you, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting the people and bombarding the heavens with that powerful prayer. Let me again say welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross, Georgia. And I would like to thank all of you for joining us in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary. And we know this call is all about the Master, and each day, Monday through Friday, we gather together as a family to give God the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due him. So again, you know, this call was started on October 25th, 2010, so we are approaching our 6th year by two amazing women of God. That's Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we affectionately call Dr. Dimples or Dr. Super Fantastic, and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And, excuse me. This call has been archived and recorded since the foundation of the call, and you can listen to those calls by visiting our website. That's www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. And we know that God does things decent and in order, so when he gave those two beautiful women the mandate, he also gave them the mission, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because God does things in order, we know that this call must be founded on Scripture. And that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start the call with prayer, we end the call with prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. If you want, if you're feeling led to join our team and greet like Minister Willa did, or host, which is what I'm doing, then you can send us an email. But also, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, that email address is info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa, will get back with you. Immediately following this call, Monday through Friday, is the new Morning Motivational Call, which was founded by Platinum President Dorothy Cook, and which has been turned over to a host of dynamic leaders throughout Artists International, and it keeps us informed, energized, and moving forward to enhance the lives of others. That number is 641-715-3865, access code 539-598-POUND. And also coming up October 21st through the 23rd is the Artist Life Conference in Miami. Stay tuned and check your back office for more information. So now I am going to get out of the way so that our mouthpiece with the message can come forward and bless our socks off. I have a special place in my heart for today's messenger, which is none other than our very own co-founder, Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon is an amazing woman who could be called a woman after God's own heart. She is always, always, always pressing forward to make sure that we are energized and growing and moving towards what God has for us, even when that means pushing us out of the nest. She loves us enough to do so in love, but it's always there to catch us if we just fall. So again, I want to introduce to some and present to others a woman who needs no introduction in all honesty, our very own Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa. Dr. V, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, and a hundredfold love back to you. I love and appreciate you so much and love what God is doing in you and through you in this season, Minister Kai. Thank you and your busy schedule for hosting our call today. We appreciate you. And to our prayer warriors, Miss Minister Willa, the new grandmother out there in Tampa, we are praying for you in that weather and just praying for you, for all you do as you undergird her in prayer. And good morning, Master's Call family. This is an exciting time, and we just are excited that God is in the midst of our lives. It blesses me each and every day as I look on this board and see new numbers, see old faithful numbers who have been with us all along the journey. I've been seriously reflecting and praying a lot as we're soon approaching 6 years. You could not have made Dr. PK and I believe when we started this that it would have taken the turn and had the face of the company as it has had. But I want to encourage you with nothing else today, do not despise small beginnings. When God gives us an assignment, we want to adhere to it. Just blessings to our entire artist family. Just have a word in my belly that I hope will minister and I trust it will to each and every one of you. Last weekend, I had the dubious honor here at Purview on our campus. We have a volunteer fire department that literally my father was a part of. It started over 30 years ago, and they have an annual gala fundraiser, and was able to speak to over 300 people of the community and just encourage as we honored 20 women in the community. And God, it reminded me this morning that I need to honor and celebrate each and every one of you that are on the line today, because sometimes we have to be reminded that what we walk through, what we go through is bigger than all of us. When I was ministering on the 23rd Psalm of David, and the hardest point in his life, God is doing some of the most intricate, most important perfecting in us. Some of us have just been in a place where we're like, God, how much longer? And then not understanding he's changing our attitude, helping us as eagles be ready to soar to a higher altitude. And I'm going to minister to you as people of God, who have so much destiny inside of you and so many new things God has tried to do in you. You know, our songbird, our beautiful minister, Tiffany, I think she's still in Oklahoma, not sure. We're just excited in this season as her son is beginning to college and mother traveling with him to help him get it situated. And it's been just her and Kaylon all these years, and she's been ministering a lot about a new season. And this just ended up being August as we came into September today in our last home stretch quarter of this new year, of this year 2016. It's new things that God is still doing every day. His word says his mercies are new every morning. And I'm going to preach from a theme because I think all of us were able to just watch the Olympics. A title of my message today is It's a New Season, Pass the Baton. It's a new season, pass the baton. Most of us all have seen the 400 relay where they have four runners and one passes the baton to the other, and it takes precision, it takes accuracy, it takes concentration. And you know I love acronyms. I'm going to talk about us each doing our own part. You know, our text scripture could be out of Ephesians when Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus, one place he spent more than any other time. He spent almost 3.5 years in Ephesus as a tent maker and teaching and building the church. In that fourth chapter, if you read like the 16th verse through the rest of the chapter, he talks about being fitly joined together, everyone doing their part. Sometimes we think our part isn't as important as another person's part, but every part is important. And I want you to visualize with your spiritual eye that that baton of what I'm called to do will be passed on to the baton of the next person for what they're supposed to do. And I got to make sure I run my race so that with accuracy, with precision, with the timing of God, I pass the baton on to the next. So God gave me the acronym for baton as I ministered this: being assertive towards opportunities now. Wow, he just dropped in my spirit. I could have that O being assertive toward others now. Being assertive toward others now. In this season, a season that you probably are not used to being in, nuances that we're not used to dealing with, knowing that it's God's hand, pass the baton. Be assertive toward opportunities now. That be in the baton means first we all got to be present, be in the moment, make the most of the moment you're in now. Don't be so focused on the future you didn't take care of today, and don't be so concentrated on the past and learn the right lessons. If they were bad lessons, eat the meat and spit out the bones. When they're great lessons, let it perfect you. Let those faith muscles be worked out. Be present. Stay engaged in each moment. And then that other be in our baton as we go through our journey. Believe you're ready for this new season. God believes in you. You know, the old saints always say, I'll never put more on us than we can bear. Sometimes that being there, like, ooh, I'm bearing a lot, Daddy God. Well, that's all right. He's working some things in us and more so out of us. Believe you're ready for this season, believing in yourself, even sometimes when you have to walk alone. And that baton and that be bold. Face the ocean of prospects and chances to be all you can be. When God opens a door that you know is nothing but a Holy Ghost hookup, be bold enough to walk through it. Don't worry so much about what won't happen or what could go wrong. What could go right? Where could this propel me to? Be bold. Face the big ocean of prospects and chances and opportunities to be all you can be. Be ready, God, if that be to give birth to your new style in this different season. Be ready to say, well, I'm birthing something, and woo, yeah, there's some labor pains, but I'm going to make sure I run this leg of the journey so I can pass my baton with excellence. See, remember, as we see ourselves as the Olympians, just like we got watching the Olympics in Rio, be the Olympians of artists. And we celebrate and I honor all of you with your gold medals of completing your leg of your career run. You've made it through 8 months. Some of you all didn't see it January. How are you going to make it through the first week? And look at God. We made it through the whole month of August. Some folks were starting to rumor last year. Artists wouldn't be around past August 14th. They were August 14th came and went last year. Well, they won't make it past September. Look at God. We made it through a year through another August because we serve a God that has made us promises and cannot lie. Run your race, advancing one rank, and the baton is being passed to now run in a new season. That age in baton is you got to be assertive. You know, the opportunities are going to knock you over. We have to go out and make it happen. Let our steps be ordered. And see, assertive means proactive. It means self-assured, confident, aggressive, positive, that we're bold, decisive. Be assertive. Have a proactive mindset. Know that you're on a proactive mission. See, even today, by you showing up on this call, you're fueling yourself with the Word of God so you can go out and share because you care about these great artist products and be a part of this Koinonia Fellowship. In God's eyes, you've received with honors your AAA Olympic artist card. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. See, when they weren't the only Olympians, we've been working out. We've been through some boot camps, many of us. You know, Diamond President Reggie has got us in another boot camp right now. And so get ready to receive and hold on to that AAA Olympic artist card. See, in the AAA card from artists, you first have to be armed with great teaching and training, making you ready to receive this new baton. That's why we have the new morning motivational call each and every day, so we can be educated, so that we can be enlightened on the many great things that are a part of the arsenal of artists. See, secondly, in our AAA Olympic artist card, we have to have the aptitude. What does aptitude mean? It means you have to have the capability, the ability innate or acquired, the talent to want to go out and do something. See, God can blow on the little talent or the great talent to go out and talk to people. He can. Some of us are born people, communicators, who love to talk to anybody and everybody. I think I have that gift, and I sure know I got it from my father. I will greet everybody, anybody. I never meet a stranger. And when people who've known my dad will say, "Woo, you're like your father," that's my talent. But I know my mother, exact opposite. I think that's why they made it 60 years. Very quiet and kind when you come to her, but she ain't going to run to you. But boy, when she loves on you, you feel the love of Christ. And that talent, God blow on. So with the aptitude, all of us go from 0 to 100. But when we allow God to blow on that aptitude and that talent, we become good card carrying and good standing of our AAA. That last A is, thirdly, you have to have the right attitude. So when you're armed with the knowledge, you have the aptitude, you got to have the right attitude, the desire to run toward the challenges of life. Negativity, you're not worried about it from holy haters. And you're not going to run away from it in an effort, because we're going to help others. We're saving lives. Yeah, you're going to get some no's. Yeah, you're going to be, "What you coming with me now? What are you trying to show me now?" And that's the very thing they need with their high blood pressure diabetic self. But you're going to keep having the attitude, all I'm required to do, just like the gospel, is to share the Word of God, is to share the opportunity. And what they choose to do with it is up to them. But you carry your baton correctly and make sure that you're sharing. See, I have a great example of that. I don't know why in my life, God, I guess to balance me, he puts me around a lot of people whose field is counseling. Now, I don't understand why counselors, they want to hear other people's problems. That's what they're trained to do. Even in ministry, I often ask God, "Lord, that you have to have that heart to want to be the one to hear and help." Because most folks don't come to us in ministry until there's a crisis. Come on now. Till it's so jacked up and messed up, tore up from the flow up. Then we want to pray and call every prayer line in America and come to us. But some of us are anointed to want to be that person and that figure. But for each of you, you now proud AAA Olympic artist card carrying members, you're being armed with the right attitude and the right aptitude But, you know, even with some of you all right now in your purse, you have a AAA card. See, I have a AAA plus card. What's the plus? Well, with your AAA plus Olympic artist card members, the plus is each plus member, you really anointed and you're available and you are assigned to bring the help when it's needed. So go on and upgrade to the plus this morning if you're not. This morning we're talking about it's a new season. Pass the baton. And what I'm really talking about this morning, it's good old-fashioned discipleship. It's being assertive towards opportunities now. That T in passing our baton, it's towards you proud carrying AAA Olympic artist card member. You head towards the challenges to help others with a team spirit, T-E-A-M. When we pass the baton, we're working as a team, each leg. In a competition, in a race, they have to do their part and they have to pass the baton. Together, everyone achieves more. We watched as we were with excitement with our women's team, Allison Felix, English Gardner, Tiana Bartoletta, probably massacred her name, Bartoletta, and Tori Bowie, when they won the gold medal with the 400-meter relay. Together, everyone achieves more. When they came together and ran each leg, running their part, passing that baton. Remember the first time somebody bumped them in that lane from Brazil and the baton was dropped. Oh, but isn't it right that we have a just God who can make it right? And they were able to rerun it and were able to then run on for the goal. See, during your time of training with our team and baton, your endurance is going to be tested. See, when I've just finished ministering on this line, the series of the 23rd Psalms, and it was entitled Our Voyage from the Vision Through the Valley to the Victory. A voyage takes time. Each of you gave of your time and your talents. We're talking about the team moving towards, but we all started with a vision. You all started with an idea. Each and every one of us have a dream and a goal. For each of us, it's with the ambition to become those proud, in good standing, card-carrying AAA Olympic artist card members. We know there will be valleys of training. As part of our voyage, the valley has each of us to endure a process that tests our persistence, tests our perseverance under extreme pressure. And we know when we make it through and we now have the Jehovah Nisi, the victory, will achieve the prize. Just like Paul, who said in that great book I love to read, the Bible, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Or like the NIV says, I press on toward, that's that baton, pass it toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenly ward in Christ Jesus. Philippians 3:14. Oh, it's a new season. Pass the baton, being assertive towards opportunities now. That O in baton, even more opportunities for greatness are inside of each and every one of you. I want to speak to your spirit in case your head is tripping. I'm bypassing. I'm not even stopping and go to collect $200. Come on. I'm speaking to your spirit to remind that it's fearfully and wonderfully made. You're an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony. You can do all things through the God that strengthens you. The baton has been passed to you, and we have to know that we can stay open with our baton to soar as high as our heart desires. See, we have to encourage you to remain in our baton, optimistic, and know that you know that you know the best is yet to come. And how will you do that to win your goal? You got to have an Olympic mindset. See, like Michelle Carter, who on her last throw of the shot put became the first black woman to win the gold medal with women's shot put, staying optimistic until the end. Or like Simone Manuel, staying open against the odds to win the gold medal with the women's 100-meter freestyle swimming. Remember, it's never over until God says it's over. And you keep your Olympic mindset for the gold. For God's optimum best in this new season, you got to pass the baton. Because remember, the it ain't over till it's over. And as Marie Preston, Platinum President, always says, till the fat lady sings, and she ain't singing because we got her in a body magic. Come on now. The being assertive toward opportunities now. And that in the now, you're ready for your new season. Now you're embracing new opportunities. Now we give you the new batons of greatness for your future. Remember, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Remember, concerning your upcoming voyage, from the vision, through the valley, to your victory, now you proud-carrying AAA Olympic Artist Card members, join the company of Olympians who once had a vision, and they walked through their valleys, and they came home from Rio with the victory. You know, like Christian Taylor, who had a vision and walked through his valley and came home with his victory of the gold medal with the men's triple jump. Be like Jeff Henderson, who had a vision, and he walked through his valley and came home with his victory of the gold medal with the men's long jump. Be like our triple threat of sisters making it happen, you know, like the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, with these three powerful women who all had a vision, and all three went through the valley, and Breonna Rollins came home with the gold with the women's 100 hurdles. Nia Ali came home with the silver in the women's 100-meter hurdles, and Christy Caslin came home with the bronze. See, I'm speaking into all of your lives an Olympic mindset. Oh, go on and be like Clarissa Shields, who had a vision and walked through her valley and came home with her victory of the gold medal with the women's middleweight boxing. Or be like, got to brag on Houston's own, Simone Biles, who had a vision, walked through her valley and came home with her victory and won four golds and a bronze, making her the most decorated U.S. gymnast ever in the single Olympics. All be like the U.S. women who took 61 medals and the men that had 55. How many with your good standing AAA Olympic artist card as you pass your baton? It's a new season. You can win, pass the baton, being assertive toward opportunities now. I speak it into your lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Minister Kai, back to you, and I'm so sorry I went over, but I had to finish it today. Back to you.
Amen, amen, amen. I will be calling you back for the benediction. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for allowing us to come together yet again for such an on-time and powerful word about passing our baton and being ready to have our vision, walk through the valley, and get the victory. So, Lord, we just thank you for the woman of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and all that she continues to pour into our lives, Lord. Continue to pour in hers a hundredfold. Give her every desire of her heart. Father, we ask that you continue to touch Dr. PK's body. Father, continue to be with her as she spends her time recovering, healing, and recuperating. Lord, we ask that you continue to be a hedge of protection around the Jazz De Leon family, Lord. Father, keep them in perfect peace as their mind is stayed on you, as they keep moving artists forward in your vision for artist life. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Lord, we ask that you continue to touch Kendra Carter as she's gone through surgery this morning. Lord, be with her. Be with her family. Father, we just know we send your healing to her. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. And we lift you up. In the matchless name of Jesus that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, immediately following this call is the MMC call, and today is Testimony Thursday, and it will be hosted by Supervisor D. Lee, and that number is 641-715-3865, access code 539-598#. The end of the month for Artist Life has been extended until today, so you have till today to reach your goal, whatever that is. And so just keep pressing forward today, and you can reach your goal. Also, remember, October 21st through the 23rd is the Artist Life Conference in Miami. Stay tuned and continue to check your back office. We want to say we love each and every one of you, and we are so thankful that you have joined us on the TMC, and we hope to hear you tomorrow.
and continue to go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Pastor Vanessa, will you please come back and give us our benediction?
Thank you for all you do, woman of God. Father, I just thank you for these, your people of God. I thank you that we seal this word, that we are being assertive toward every opportunity you have for us now. We will run our race to victory. We thank you that we'll be on time and on target, continue to stir up the gifts of God in each and every one of us. Now, as we leave this call, oh, Father, let us stay on track toward our triumph in you. And we will, all through the journey, give you and you alone the glory, the honor, and all of the praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a blessed day. Love each and every one of you. Let's go and artist the world as his ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.